CNET News. I'm Jason Taylor. Police in St. Louis County are still searching for a white male in his 40s or 50s who is suspected of sexually assaulting at least one person before killing a 53-year-old woman at a Catholic supply store Monday. The Columbia City Manager in Mid-Missouri resigned yesterday. Mike Mathis had been at the center of a controversy about changes to a police outreach program designed to form relationships with residents. The Missouri Supreme Court has upheld the death sentence of a man whose case has bounced up and down through the state's court system for 20 years. Bill Wise reports.
In its fourth time hearing appeals from Terrence Anderson of Southeast Missouri's Poplar Bluff, the high bench backed up a lower court's rejection of claims made by Anderson's attorney. The Supreme Court's unanimous decision was written by Judge George W. Draper III. Anderson was convicted in 2001 for the 1997 killing of his ex-girlfriend's parents and was sentenced to death for murdering the mother. In its decision handed down on Tuesday, the Supreme Court dismissed contentions from Anderson's attorney that his previous trial and appellate lawyers were ineffective in numerous ways. It also said Anderson did not present evidence showing the lower court failed to properly consider his claims. The Supreme Court had twice previously, in 2006 and 2013, ordered new sentencing for Anderson after it found discrepancies in lower court proceedings.
About 54.3 million Americans are traveling by planes, trains, and automobiles during this Thanksgiving holiday. AAA Missouri Auto Club spokesperson Mike Wright says about 1.1 million of those are Missourians.
It's going to be a lot more congestion in certain parts of the travel, and pack as much patience as you possibly can, whether you're going into a destination in Missouri or another state.
Wright says this year's 4.7% increase in Thanksgiving travel could be from the improving economy, lower unemployment rate and gas prices, and increased consumer confidence. A Springfield man was sentenced yesterday for a 2014 homicide. 46-year-old Jason Kumnick will serve life in prison or 30 years with the possibility of parole for the second-degree murder of Benjamin Jester. Independence police near Kansas City are asking for help to identify a man seen placing a skimming device on a bank ATM. The same man is suspected in a similar incident in a neighboring city. Missouri State Troopers are urging you to put your phone down, follow all traffic laws, and stay sober as you drive throughout the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. Captain John Hotz tells MissouriNet Troopers are participating in Operation CARIB, which stands for Crash Awareness and Reduction Effort.
We're kind of giving the troop commanders the ability to evaluate the areas where they're seeing a higher number of traffic crashes or traffic violations.
Troopers encourage you to call Star 55 on your cell phone if you see criminal activity on the highway or experience an emergency. This is Missouri Net News.